Come on, y'all know what time it is. Come on, do we serve a God who's worthy? Come on, your Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, it says that worthy are you, Lord, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. So come on, touch somebody beside you and say, he deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the power. Y'all talking to the wrong person. You got to get somebody else. Say, he deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the power. Come on, let's get ready to worship. Shout and proclaim the greatness of your holy name. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. For you are holy, you are holy. The whole earth sings your praise, the whole earth sings your praises. You are holy. Of your goodness we will sing hallelujah to the King. You're worthy of glory, worthy of power, worthy of praise. And now redeemed from my past, your children dance cause we're free at last. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, and worthy of praise. You are up real high like this right here. This is my favorite part of this song. Lord, we pour out our best for you. 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 Come on, sing it with me.
We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best.
This altar area looks real empty now. Where's my praisers at? Say, we pour out our best for you.
The whole world sings your praise. I'm
Come on, let's lift that up.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Say day and night.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Day and night.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Something happened in this room. Come on, say day and night.
people wonder why we worship radically, passionately. Can I tell you why? Because there's no other name given among men whereby a person can be saved. Your works can't save you. Church can't save you. Offerings can't save you. All of that stuff is good. There's only one thing that saves. His name is Jesus. And that name is worthy of all the praise, all the honor. Come on, somebody. All the glory. Unto that name is power and majesty. He's awesome. I want to read to you how awesome he is, because there's coming a day when all of us are going to be standing in this position around the throne room of God. I want to read to you what's going to happen. You're going to be there if you're saved. You're going to be there. Listen to this, Revelation chapter 4. John said, after this, I looked, and behold, a door stood open in heaven, and the first voice of her was like a trumpet that said, come up, and I'll show you things which must take place. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one who sat upon the throne, and he who sat was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And all the around the throne were 24 thrones. And on those thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes. They all had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightning and thundering and voices. And seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first was like a lion. The second was like a calf. The third was like the face of a man. And the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Then I'm going to skip to chapter 5. Listen, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven, and no one on the earth, and no one under the earth was worthy or able to open the scroll and to even look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose the seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came, and he took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders and everybody fell down before the Lamb, each of them having harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they all began to sing a new song. Listen to what we're going to sing. Here's the words. You're not going to need a screen for this, and you're not going to need a red back hymnal for this. This is going to come out of your spirit, man. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open it. You were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood. And out of every tribe and tongue and people and nations, you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign forever and ever. Then I looked, and I heard a voice of many angels. That was our song. That was our song. But then he said, I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them that sat on them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And they were singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy to receive power. Worthy to receive riches. Worthy to receive wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven, and every creature which is on the earth, and every creature under the earth, even those that are in the sea, all of them I heard saying, everything. Woo, glory. Every living thing. The fish, the birds, the caterpillars, everything. Trees, everything. This is their song. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Folks, we're going to be singing. All the angels are going to be singing. Everything in heaven, everything in earth, everything under the earth, even everything in the ocean is going to be singing. And they're all going to be singing the same thing in a little different way. But they're all going to be singing, "Worthy. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
You deserve praise.
Worthy is your name." Put those lyrics up, please, for me.
"Worthy is the name, Jesus."
Come on, can you sing it to Him right now?
"You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name."
Come on, every hand lifted.
"Worthy your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name,
Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your
Now without the singers, come on congregation, sing it. Worthy is Come on, lift it up. One more time. Here's what I feel in my spirit. I feel like there are people in the room today that there are some things that you have not submitted to Jesus. But as we're singing this right now, you're feeling a prompting in your heart just to come for just a moment and kneel around this throne, around this altar, as a sign of kneeling around the throne of God. And there's some of you in here today, you're not fully committed to Jesus Christ. This is your moment right now to come. You don't have to wait till I get to the end of the message to give your life to Christ. You can do it right now. You say, "But Pastor, I don't know anybody here. What is everybody going to think if I get out of my seat and go down to the front and kneel down at the front as a sign that I'm surrendering it all to God?" Well, first of all, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. We're not here to please anybody but God. And number two, all you're doing is simply saying to the people on your left and right, "Excuse me, but I'm going to go worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and give Him everything that I have." So right now, we're going to sing this again. If you have got some things that are unsettled with God, if you're not right with the Lord, get out of your seat right now and come and kneel around this altar. There's already other people up here. This is your opportunity. We're going to sing right now. Come on, all the way from the back to the front. In this beautiful. Come on, let's sing it again.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise.
I need a prayer team member, a lady for each lady, a man for each man. Come right now.
Worthy is your name, Jesus.
feel like there's still about two more that need to come right now.
Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Jesus.
This way toward these folks who are here this morning settling in before you. The Spirit of the Lord says there's a young man here, and the Spirit of God would say to you, my son, I have been wrestling with you. My son, I have been speaking to you. My son, I have been pulling at your heart. And you are resisting, but the Spirit of God says, if right now in this moment you'll come, God says, I'm going to touch your life and you'll never be the same again when you walk out of this building. I don't know who that is, but there's a young man in here that you need to come right now. They're going to sing this again. Hallelujah.
Deserve the glory.
sing it out. You are great. Sing this. I just feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this room.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands to worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Here's what the Bible says, to sing in your understanding, now to sing in the Spirit. Let the rivers of living water come up out of your innermost being. I feel a river rising in this room right now. Come on, lift your voice to the King and just love on.
Sing it again.
Yeah. There is no one else like you.
waiting on the sermon. I'm telling you, this morning, this is the sermon. When God's talking, I don't need to. Some of you guys want the breakthrough, but you ain't willing to bring your thing that's laying in a mattress. They want a breakthrough and they had to bring it to Jesus. And some of you want a breakthrough, but it's going to cost you to bring whatever that thing is to Jesus, and you got to lay it in front of them. I don't know who I'm talking to you, but I bet you there's about 10 people in here. He's saying, come bring that thing that is dead. Come bring that thing that's holding you back. And come and rip through the roof if you want whatever you want. Some of you can't be lazy no more. And he's saying rip the roof off so the breakthrough can happen in your life. Come on, where are the ones that are just tired of being tired? And said, I'm bringing this issue. I'm bringing this paralytic issue. I'm bringing the thing that's holding me back. And I'm going to set it before the Lord. Come on, and it requires your faith this morning. We can't get it unless we have faith this morning. What you want, it requires your faith. Come on, and you might look dumb in front of other people, but again, we're gonna say what Pastor said. Who cares what people think of what we're doing? I didn't come here to be if it was okay with you. I came that it'd be okay with him. And whatever that will look like in front of somebody, it doesn't matter. So whatever it is you got to look foolish about right now, you bring it right now. And I bet you, I don't even bet you, but I know that God will touch you. Come on, come on. Somebody got, there it is. We're just going to release this, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's gone. Shut up.
Sometimes arguing with God about whether I'm supposed to say something or not because of my comfort zone. And I got up here, and this dear brother has told you the truth about what God's saying. He wants us to step out of our comfort zone. We can stand here and sing and pray and read our Bible and study, but until we step out in faith and do something we've never done before, we cannot change our circumstances. This is a new season. It is a season of signs and wonders and miracles. But if you want to see them, do something you've never done before. Stop asking, start living it. And God will show you things that you will be so undone. And you'll want more and more, for this is the time.
Woo, glory, glory, glory. Father, in the name of God.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
My God, there is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else like you.
coming of the Holy Ghost is here. For the Spirit of the living God would say, keep your eyes toward Washington, for very soon my hand will move in a heavy way. What will be seen will shake the nation even further. Keep your eyes open, but keep them focused on me, says the Most High God. For what is about to take place, I will do it, and man will not stop it. Nobody will be able to hinder what I am about to do, says the Most High God. But I say I am on the move. Angels have already been dispatched in that direction. And I will move, for I have heard the prayers of my people in my throne room. And I will respond to them, says the Most High God. I have arisen from my throne this day as a man of war, and I shall move, says God. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Do not be downcast. Do not be disheartened. Lift up your eyes to me, saith God, for I am coming out of heaven with 10,000 of my angels, and I am on my way to help you, says the Most High God, for I shall have the last say, says the Lord. I hear the Lord saying, even people in the highest places and in the highest offices, I control the breath of their body, and I will remove it if necessary to have my way, says the Lord. You stiffen your neck against me, but I shall break your neck. The nations laugh and the nations say that I am a joke and that I will not move, but I hear the Spirit of God saying, I am on my way. I will have the final word, says the God of heaven. Come on, I wish somebody in here would go to praising God. The Spirit of the Lord also says, you have prayed Cookeville, you have prayed Upper Cumberland. Intercessors, I have heard your cry for a move of the Spirit of God. I have heard your cries for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this region. The Lord says, this is the season, and now is the time, and this is the hour that I will pour my Spirit out on all flesh in this region. Revival isn't coming. I hear the Lord saying revival is here. For this morning there is a sound that is being released. Hallelujah. We say, come on, Lord. We say, come on. Let the tongue come forth. Who has the interpretation of the tongue? Yeah. Now, this sister didn't know this, but today I was going to preach on all. This morning I had a totally different direction. This morning God spoke to me and said, I'm going to renew minds today. It's in my notes right there. He said, I'm going to renew minds today. That's the spirit of the living God. I want to sing that song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Have thine own way, thou art a potter, and I am the clay, mold me and make me after thy will, for thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Mold me and make me. After thy will. Feel this. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, for thou art the potter. I am the clay. After thy will.
After thy will.
While I am waiting, yielding and still.
While I am waiting, yielded and still. Thank you.
need every young person in here under the age of 21 to lift both hands to the Lord right now. All right, congregation, I need all the adults that's standing around somebody with their hands lifted right now. Go put hands on them and ask God to baptize them in fire. Ask God to baptize them in fire. Baptize them in fire. Baptize them in the fire of God. There'll be no complacency in these young people. There'll be no complacency in these young adults. The fire of God will burn in them. Will burn in them. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we you can just be seated softly. We're going to sing that again over us. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit. Filling us with your love. So I want to talk to you for 3 minutes here. Because some of you have never been in an environment like this. And let me just tell you something. The reason we just had this is because of fasting and prayer on Wednesday night. See, you can do church man's way, or you can do church God's way. And trust me, I could get up here and I could wax eloquent today preaching a message. I'm prepared. I promise you, I'm prepared. But I've learned when the Holy Spirit shows up. Now, let me clarify that. He's already here. He's always here. We're not waiting on Him to come. But there's a difference between the omnipresence of God and the glory. God's everywhere at all times and all things. But whenever He manifests Himself, in other words, whenever He makes His presence so tangible that you can sense it in the atmosphere, you step aside and you let the Holy Spirit do what He does. So that's what we've done today. And I promise you, here's what I've learned about moments like this. God does more in moments like this than I could ever do in 1,000 messages. That's the reason David said, I'd rather have one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. One day in the presence of God changes everything. For 2 years since we've been back to COVID, I've been waiting on this to come in. Because where we were before, this is what we had all the time. It was just the glory of God. And the lost would just come run into the altars. And the sick would come and just get healed. You would be shocked. People would stop in the middle of the road on the street and get out of their cars, not know why they're walking in the building. But it was like the Holy Ghost arrested their hearts when they were driving by. And let me tell you, flesh can build a church, or you can let the Holy Ghost build the church. And Jesus is a jealous Jesus. This is His bride, not mine. So you know what we're going to do Wednesday night again? We're going to fast and we're going to pray again. Because 50 people fasting and praying is better than 300 people just playing church. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to keep doing it till God so shows up and inundates the whole Upper Cumberland area that this place is shaken by the glory of God. Shaken by the glory of God. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave. That's how I want to leave church. I don't want to leave church feeling the same way I came in. Depressed as I was when I came in. Discouraged as I was when I came in. Sick as I was when I came in. Right, that's not how I want. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall. My God, Jesus, Father, I want to thank You for Your manifestation of Your glory. The heavy, weighty presence of God. Thank You. And we have one tag, Lord, and that's it. More. Just give us more. We're not satisfied. We're so hungry and thirsty. Not for religion, not for church. We're hungry to know You in the power of Your resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in Your suffering, being made conformable to Your death. Less of us, more of You. Less of us and more of You. Now, doesn't this feel good? I'm just kind of treading lightly here. It just feels good. Can you sing that?
For you are Alpha and Omega, and we worship you, our Lord. You are
to be
sing it. You're Alpha and Omega.
Oh, you are Alpha and Omega, and we worship you, our Lord.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Sing that again. You're Alpha and Omega.
For you are Alpha and Omega.
And we worship.
And we worship you, our Lord.
You're worthy.
You are worthy to.
One more time. This is an old anthem of the church. Every voice lifted. You're Alpha and you're Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
Give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory, and we worship you, our Lord, for you.
Jesus. Don't it feel good in here? Come on, let's give the Lord a shout in this room, right? We've been to church today.